Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. We have a very exciting episode today. What are our topics, Jen?
Well, Jessica, my darling, we've been away for a week, so we're going to talk about our beauty travels, what we've learned, and bring back some tips and whatnot. Then men and makeup, the trend that is like not even a trend anymore. It's happening. And lastly, charcoal products. And what's up with activated charcoal? Do you need it in your life? Who's our guest?
Our guest is our friend, the brilliant makeup artist, Emily Kate Warren. She is in from LA and we are so excited to have her here.
Dear Jessica, how are you feeling, my dear? I'm being very fragile with you this week.
I came back from Montauk where I was with the Unilever team. Unilever owns basically everything in your shower and in your cabinet. They own Dove, Axe, Suave, St. Ives, so much more. And I learned about all of their amazing breakthroughs through 2017. I cannot tell you about any of them because I signed a very steely NDA. But it was amazing. I learned so much.
You were like sequestered. It's like being on jury duty with the beauty editors of the world or something.
It was awesome. There was like, you know, great food, a DJ, scientists.
What about this shower situation you, like, hinted at?
Oh, yeah. So there were all kinds of goodies in the hotel room.
Like Dove for life. I'd be in heaven.
Dove for life. You know, all kinds of samples.
Right.
But there was this little mysterious box on the bathroom counter the first night. And I was, like, all done for my dinner and, like, all the seminars. I was like, I can't wait to just, like, take a shower and go to sleep, pass out to the sweet sounds of the ocean. but there was this little box and it said like, open me. And it said like,
it's like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. And I was like, what? I thought there'd be like a head or something scary.
How big was the box?
It was kind of big.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, experiment. It said something like kind of cryptic. And then it said like, you know, please use me or whatever. And it's three little bottles. And one said shampoo, one said some conditioner, and then it said like treatment.
This is Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. So I am like such a dork that I was like, I better use this because they might ask me about it tomorrow, you know,
your homework.
Yes. So I was one of the few editors who actually did this because it was my first Unilever trip and I wanted to like, you know.
Here's an unmarked bottle of product. Go right at it.
Could have had like lye in it or something. I would have still used it. I used it. My hair looked fantastic the next day.
So do we get to know what it
yes,
is?
Yes. At the lunch. They addressed what was, they said, like, who used it? And I, like, raised my hand like a Tracy Flick, like a
were
dork.
Were you, like, the only person?
Yeah.
Oh, Jess.
They said, what product is in more households than Coca-Cola?
So it must be a shampoo, right?
Yeah. It wasn't lie.
I'm trying, I know, I have insider, not, I don't know. Suave. Suave shampoo,
it was
definitely.
It was Suave.
Suave because...
It was Suave. I used Suave shampoo, Suave conditioner, and I used the Shine serum. It was Shine serum. My hair looked amazing. Don't look at my hair now because it's like a little grease bomb.
Why do people hate on Suave?
It was awesome. And during breakfast that morning, they came over. They said, like, did anyone use the shampoo and conditioner? And like I was like, I did. And like they made me like, you know, give a testimonial. And the people who I was sitting at breakfast with were like, actually, your hair looks really good. It was so shiny. It had all this dimension.
This is a woman that uses Orbay and Fakai and whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People were actually filling out the testimonial with me saying nice things about my hair.
Aw.
Like, I know, guys, Suave is awesome.
Have you seen people say, how poor are you? I'm broke. I'm Suave broke.
Well, here's the funny thing. They actually put all of the Twitter thing, all the things you were saying, they were like dissing themselves. Like, remember when Domino's like ragged on themselves and their ads? They're like, oh, but you know, we know what people say about our pizza. And they had like people like, I would never eat Domino's. Yeah. Like, the crust is shit, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Suave was doing that about their shampoo. Like, saying, like, we know what people say about us.
Own it.
Like, they were owning it. And I am here.
Like, the new paycheck hasn't come, but you ran out of shampoo.
Yes.
How poor are you?
Gut. I'm Suave poor. No, I am Suave rich. You have to look at this hair. The one I have today.
But it's still only like $3 a bottle.
I think it's less.
It might be $2.99.
Oh my God. It was so
nice.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's your takeaway.
So yeah, I'm going to have more takeaways for you in 2017. There was actually like, I'm going to let you speak in a second, Jen, because I have so much to say about the strip.
I'm going
to
try Suave.
But hold on. Sometimes like when I big pet peeves about the beauty industry, and sometimes I feel like I'm a little bit cynical. I'm like, why do I even have a podcast about beauty? Because I'm all like, nah, nah, nah. But like, sometimes I think that beauty is like, they just pump out newness for the sake of pumping out newness. And it's really annoying. Really pisses me off. It's like really just like a bunch of like crap a lot. Unilever pumped out so many like actual legit innovations that like buckle your seatbelts.
We're not having like this is an updated formula situation.
No, it's not like, you know, we've like tweaked the ceramides.
We added oat protein.
Yeah. No, like brace yourself. There are some really cool products in 2017.
Right. I went to Copenhagen with Ole Henriksen,
Ola,
the skincare brand, which everybody in Philly calls Ole Henriksen, and I can't not call Ole Henriksen, but his name is Ola. So he's a Danish guy that was like a big facialist in LA in the 80s and 90s, did like every celebrity. Then he started a skincare brand. Then it was sold at Sephora. And did you know Sephora's number one anti-aging product is Ole Henriksen? Their Truth Serum.
I didn't know that.
Their Truth Serum, like everybody
that
uses.
That smells so good, though, the Truth Serum.
It's like creamsicle. It's delicious.
Delicious.
Anyway, so we went to go find out what the Danish beauty is all about in Copenhagen. My big takeaway, Ole Henriksen is like Kardashian famous in Denmark.
Oh, yeah. I have a Danish friend. Shout out Christine. And when I first started at Cosmo, like he was one of my first like desk sides, and I took a picture with him. I got a text immediately from her.
Because she was so excited.
Yes. And so, I was thinking, how the hell does she know him?
We would go to places, we'd walk into restaurants, and I've never been with a celebrity who I don't think is a celebrity, but so people would turn, their faces would like light up like sunshine when they saw him. And I was like, this is what it's like to be famous and walk in. The taxi driver asked him for an autograph. He would get stopped like every 20 feet on the street. So finally I pulled him aside and I was like, I really like your skincare products, but like, seriously, why are you that famous? Like, it's... it's just skincare. He's like, all right, I'll show you. So he pulls up this YouTube video. So he's like a Tony Robbins motivational speaker. He's been on TV in Denmark forever. But he also did this crazy viral hip hop video that he like choreographed from like 3 years ago.
Oh my God.
That apparently everybody in Denmark has seen. So like people will do the dance to him on the street and stuff. So I was just like, you're like really famous. So
the product's like secondary to like...
Oh yeah. Some of the people don't even know he has... Like they know he made a skincare company in America, but like he's first just like a personality. Last note on that. He's so famous that... That's my new thing. He's so famous that... they're making a musical about him in Denmark. But I really just want to share like one of the names for the musical that was going to be the name of the thing. But that's, I hope it isn't. It was going to be An American Cream.
Oh my God.
I love it because he makes moisturizers.
Much yeah.
Hopefully they'll change that.
I did it my way.
Jen, all I'm hearing about lately are about how guys are wearing makeup. But the thing is, it feels like almost like not newsy, like it's like no big deal. Like I know guys are wearing makeup.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the podcast a whole bunch too.
Patrick and Manny, like Harry Styles wearing like, you know, nail polish. Like it's just not a big deal. And there's actually a new study out right now that shows, it's a YouGov.com survey, we'll put it up on the website, shows that 1/3 of American adults are indifferent to men wearing makeup. Like, they don't care either. It's like no big news. And I think that's the news.
Nobody cares. Because I feel like to us and our listeners who are beauty people and love fashion, like, of course it's no big deal that a guy will wear makeup. But then remember we were talking about, like, my parents and our grandparents and men wearing makeup and it might freak them out? Like, that's everybody in America and 1/3 of people don't care?
Yeah.
That's a long way.
That's a huge, like... I feel like progress is, like, really being made here.
Okay, it's progress, but also, I just want to point out this whole men and makeup thing, which I always say to people, like, dudes wore makeup before women wore makeup. Do you know what I mean?
Keep going.
Well, like, think back, like, Egypt, King Tut, he wore eyeliner. Like, Roman guys wore nail polish and powder.
Like, they were the peacocking sex.
Yeah, peacocking itself, the term, it's because peacocks are like, even in the animal world, all the birds are all like done up all fancy, and then the girls are like the dowdy, you know, brown little wren or whatever. But I wonder when it became not okay. I mean, I guess it was probably around Victorian times.
Right, prudish women.
It always goes back to that, doesn't it? But like, that's when men stopped wearing makeup because they wore it all the way up to the 1800s.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get to a point, though, where it is truly like you're going to go to the CVS and here's the men's makeup line aisle and here's the women's makeup aisle? Or we'll all just be sharing products?
I don't think in our lifetimes. I think not in America. Definitely not in America. I think that's like much too much of an attitude shift. But I don't know. I think like this survey just made me think like we've come so far.
Well, they've come so far.
Yes.
Yeah, there's new makeup lines, too. Like, we've talked about Jean-Paul Gaultier used to have a cosmetics line. Tom Ford has,
yeah, like, he has
concealer
a separate brow groomer. Like, there's brow grooming products. Tom Ford has brow grooming products for women, like, several. But he has a completely separate one just for men that people ask me about all the time. Like, no, I don't want Glossier Boy Brow. I want the Tom Ford one.
Like, I think it's a bit more matte, so it's not
more
like,
matte, and it's, like, tougher. Like, that's what he says. Like, it's, like, better for, like, men's, like, wiry brow hairs, whatever.
It's extra thick.
Yes.
I was looking around, too. There's this new brand, Kenmen. First of all the new makeup male makeup brands use the word men, which I think is hilarious, just to be like, we still got to be manly.
Yeah.
There's House of Four Men, Kenmen, Menagerie. All of these are color cosmetics brands for guys. And a lot of them have brows, concealers, powders. But some of them have eyeliner and mascara, too.
Yeah, that might be a bit much for some guys, but definitely like the brow stuff and like, you know, concealers, powders. That's like the expectation. And also like just with the hair products.
Also, we don't want to look at them looking ugly.
Did you see there's a new website called Very Good Light?
That's an amazing name.
But I know. I'm like really pissed off that I didn't think of it. But it makes sense that it's really for guys. it's all men's, like, it's just all about, like, men's grooming tips. The tone of it is kind of, it almost reminds me of a little bit, like, of an Esquire, like, you know, you right. can care about the way you look and still have a sense of humor, and this is what you should be using. Like, there's just a shift happening right now, and it's just kind of, it's a little bit of a no big deal kind of thing, and that's what makes me, it makes me happy, but it's also, like...
About damn time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, because just to wrap up, I was thinking back... About, remember Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Yes, with Carlson?
How long
Carson,
ago was
Presley?
It?
I think it was like early 2000s.
Okay, 2000. So maybe that was 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. But at that point, you couldn't even talk about this. And everybody was like, if you talked about this, you were metrosexual. It's just such an outdated term, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
It?
If somebody like, called someone a metrosexual, like they just kind of like back away slowly
it's
now.
It's just weird. But it wasn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. World's a changing. Jess, we gotta go dark right now.
I'm always up for that.
Okay, charcoal dark. Like, activated charcoal dark. How many?
What does it mean, though? What does it mean?
We have
Nobody
seen,
knows.
Like, 2 years ago, this K-beauty trend of charcoal and activated charcoal, like, sort of came into the beauty world. It just won't end. I think every day I have a new product that is black that is going to clean my face on my desk. Agree or disagree?
My desk looks like a lava explosion.
Yes. So, but I just don't get why it became a big trend because charcoal, yes, it cleans impurities, but I feel like people have given it these wonder powers.
So what does activated charcoal actually mean?
Charcoal, if we remember from science class, is basically like wood burnt down to charcoal or coconut husk or bamboo. When it's activated, all they're doing is treating it so it's more porous and more able to absorb impurities.
Oh, so what's the pro to that?
You get more gunk out, basically. It's got more pores in it, and it's going to pull in more of the gunk. Regular charcoal would do that too, though.
But not as well.
And it wouldn't sound as cool.
Are there any negatives to activated charcoal, Jen?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a quiz show. Yes, Jess, there are. If you have dry skin, activated charcoal is like not the best ingredient because think about what it's doing. It's pulling away sebum, dirt, lipids, essential fatty acids, all the stuff you kind of want in your skin if you're dry skinned.
I have dry skin.
Right. So you're going to be pulling out some of the moisture when you use an activated charcoal product. It's always in scrubs and cleansers because it binds to sebum, oil, dirt, and helps remove it, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't get... You could do that with soap.
You can do it with so many things. You can, like, half of the products in my cabinet are all about just, like, reducing sebum.
But even
I... feel like charcoal has come to save the day.
But even I, who understand that charcoal is, sure, it's great at removing impurities and is not that much better than a cleanser, I still fall for it because it looks cool. And it's like,
well,
black.
It shoots really nicely, putting on our beauty editor hats.
Oh, it makes a nice photograph.
Yeah.
It does.
We think about that, guys.
Okay, so of all these new products that have come about, have you tried any and what do you like?
Yes, I like the Biore charcoal line. Because it's not, I'll tell you why, because it's not a lot of these like, you know, more indie charcoal brands, they really have like gone for it. So I feel like it really does like suck a lot of like the sebum out and I feel very dry. I feel like the Biore line's a bit gentler.
Yeah, that's a good thing that you bring up, though. Charcoal is not the greatest ingredient if you have dry skin.
Yeah, I have dry skin, especially right now with this sinus thing going on. I'm sorry.
Because it binds to fatty acids and lipids and things that are in sebum and moisture, natural moisturizers. So if you're removing that stuff and you have dry skin, you're going to have a problem.
I use that as a spot treatment. I'll just put it like on my T-zone, like my where I get a lot of blackheads on my chin, my nose.
The Biore.
Yeah, I'm just putting it like right there.
I like the Biore charcoal pore strips.
Oh, so you're a fan of Biore, too.
Really, just because they're black and they look cool. I mean, I think they're the same as a regular pore strip. But the idea is there that it's like pulling the sebum out of your pore. And then as far as masks go, I really like the Dr. Jart charcoal sheet mask. But again, I feel like it might just be a black sheet mask with like a little layer of activated charcoal dust on it.
About adding moisture these days, not taking it away.
Right. So that's my little charcoal primer for anybody that's been wanting to dabble in this trend. I feel like you need to be an oily-skinned girl or have a lot of gunk up in your pores. Otherwise, you might not be happy with the results.
Yeah. Don't put it near your eyes either. Good call. Books and pens, I can tell that we are going to be friends. I can tell that we are going
We have a special guest all the way from Los Angeles. It's makeup artist, sometimes hairstylist, Emily Kate Warren, who, full disclosure, used to be one of us.
One of us.
She was the beauty editor for years at, I can't even remember what magazines you worked at, Emily.
I interned at Latina Magazine, then I worked at Oprah Magazine, and finally Cosmo Girl Magazine with you.
Oh my God, I forgot you were at Oprah.
So officially, welcome to Fat Mascara!
Welcome, and I just want to add that Emily is so LA right now. She's wearing this amazing pink lipstick. What is that, by the way?
It's Maybelline. I don't remember the exact color, but it's a Maybelline, like,
bold.
It's kind of like sidewalk chalk.
It's amazing.
It.
And a palm tree shirt.
Oh, I can
shirt.
Tell you if you really want to know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I am going to ask about that later in the show.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'll find out.
But you are so LA. Okay.
Oh, I am wearing a palm tree.
Yes, I mean, like.
It's also silk pajamas. It's like Hefner-esque.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's like Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. Okay, tell me, how did you transition from One of Us,
ooh,
One of Us, to, this sounds very alien, to a fabulous makeup artist living the LA dream in a palm tree shirt?
Oh, well, I actually started as a makeup artist and transitioned to one of you.
And you were like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I was not professional. I was like a kid sort of living the dream of like, doing makeup for all my friends. And in college, I actually got paid to do hair and makeup for a lot of the sorority formals and stuff like that. And I wanted to go to cosmetology school, but my parents were like, you know what? We have a college fund. Like, just look around, see if there's something you might want to do. I was like, all right.
Where'd you grow up?
In Texas.
Okay.
And then I went to LSU, Go Tigers, for fashion design. And that's how I ended up in the beauty world, but it all of these coincidences that now make sense in my life that were just lined up for me because I was inviting inspiration into my life. I ended up working at Art and Commerce, which is, for those who don't know, one of the most prestigious hair, makeup, photography agencies in the world. And I was interning there, and it was there that I realized, like, I can actually make a living doing this job that I love. And while I was there, I was simultaneously interning at Latina.
So then you went down the beauty editor path.
I went down the beauty editor path. But the funny thing was when I was at Oprah, I remember it was...
I mean, Emily, was that just where the opportunities had lie for you? So we were like, okay, well, this is where I'm picking up momentum in the beauty editor space.
Well, you're fearless when you're young like that, right? Like, I was like, whatever, I don't have anything to lose. I'm going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up thinking, well, I don't know where this is going to lead for me, but I'll just do the best job that I can. And so I started to, you know, things that were castaways in the beauty closet and on the giveaway table, which there were lots of, I started, you know, storing them in my kit and knowing that all the while that I was going to end up doing this. In the very beginning of my career, I assisted so many wonderful people that were, anytime I told them what I wanted to do, even when I was an editor, and one of them, one of my closest friends now, Jana Anton, she's a makeup artist, so gifted. And right when I was working as an editor, she was one of the ones that was like, oh, my God, well, assist me anytime. Oh, my God, like, I have the best story that totally just came back to me.
Okay.
One time I was assisting a makeup artist, a female makeup artist. She's really gifted. I love her. I'm just not going to
say
her
name. Can you give us any more clues, please?
Oh, it's fine. Continue.
Gifted female. Come on.
Well, no, but I'm going to just leave it
there. Accent.
Because it wasn't her fault. It was just basically we were doing an ad for like a soap, like a body wash or something.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we didn't have a prop stylist. When you're making bubbles and foam, you need one because if you've never really played with that, you know, you don't know. And it's like times like those where we just got to figure it out, you know. And so her and I are like laughing because some prop stylist told her, hey, go get an aquarium filter or like motor pump, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll be able to – and use like dish soap and we'll be able to make big bubbles. Like big, you know, car wash sudsy kind of bubbles, right? So we get it. We get there. You know, the hair person just has to slick the hair back because she has to look like she's showering. I mean, it's this kind of thing. And me and the me and the makeup artist, we're doing our best to make this damn foam, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, it's not clumping right. Because it's like those shows you used to watch on MTV or whatever, but like, the secret behind the cheeseburger. It's actually a Post-it note or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, this was, like, one of those moments where, like, you need someone who knows what the fuck like they're doing.
Plus this yeah. thing, and you just had dish soap.
Actually, we had glycerin yeah. to make, like, the beads. But, like, it's just not something that you're just born. You got to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
So the obviously, it's a big ad campaign. Photographer's like starting to flip out. And like, I swear to God, this is exactly how this happened. This woman is standing there. Of course, she's like nude with like pasties on because, mm-hmm. you know, it's an ad. And the photographer just keeps screaming, "More foam on the nipple! More foam on the nipple!" And I'm like red and embarrassed because that word gives me the cringes anyways. And I'm like, oh, my God. And the makeup artist is starting to, like, melt down. It's, like, my job
you
to be like, we got this because
what are
I'm
you running
you.
Up with foam in your hands? Yeah. And just, like, shoveling well, under our breasts?
Yeah, it's, like, accidentally very inappropriate, right? But, like, you have to be professional. Like,
oh, my
and,
God.
And this poor model who's just, like, standing there.
Sudsing away in a fake shower.
Oh, and by the way, she had a reaction to the dish soap, of course.
Oh, my God. So Ivy just, in red.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it was, like, the makeup artist I was working with. And why I'm withholding her name is because it was, like, really intense. And, like, I will never forget that because those total meltdown moments, A, again, not brain surgery. Like, funniest story I have, if I never see that photographer again, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Of course, he was a misogynist. Like, throw foam on the nipple. Like, yeah. It's no big deal. And
you had a boss who used to say, it's just lipstick. Like, yeah. Come on, people.
Yeah, I mean, and actually, but there are so many times in our jobs where it doesn't feel like that. Like,
yeah.
You literally feel like this is the end of my career. And this is where I would have loved to have the tools I have now of using self-compassion to talk to myself.
So you're talking about, like, to these tools of self-compassion yeah. that sounds very lovely. But, like, what are you talking about when you say that?
Okay, so I used to beat myself up about a lot of stuff. Ask Jen. Oh, my God. I would just, like, sit in our office and torture myself. One time I came into her office and I was like, I feel like there's an elephant sitting on my chest. I'm so stressed out.
You called it the burp.
The burp that wouldn't go away.
For, like, a
year.
Oh, my
God.
I have this burp that just won't come out.
And I think it's because I wanted to do so many more things, you know, than I was doing. And also, in the world that we work in, like, yes, there are aspects of, like, great humanitarianism and volunteerism and things like that. But, like, there were times where I just felt, you know, stressed. Like, oh, my God, I am writing about lipstick. And what am I doing to, like, you know, save the children and all that? And so I started personally on this path of, like, looking into, like, okay, what the fuck is really wrong, like, that I am so concerned about? You know, hurting someone's feelings.
Was this while you were an editor or was this while you were a makeup artist?
I started young, like, seeing a therapist and, like, just being okay with that. And while I was a makeup artist, there were many times that, like, again, like I said earlier, I wish I had the tools to talk to myself and realize, like, this is so not something that should keep you up or make you cry. Mm-hmm. My God, you know. But there's this this woman I found through Brené Brown, who's in that this circle sisterhood of Elizabeth Gilbert and Glennon Doyle Melton and all of these really great thinkers of our time, Cheryl Strayed. Once you go in the rabbit hole of exploring these women, like, their works and their thinking, it's like, that's magnetizing.
I know Brené Brown. I don't know. I never saw Red Wild.
Through Brené Brown, I found Dr. Kristen Neff, and she's, like, the world-renowned expert on self-compassion. And it's quite life-changing because basically it's just understanding that it's a hard moment in time, right? But it doesn't mean that you are the bad thing. It's also back to the shame and vulnerability thing. Like, I am not the bad thing. I just fucked up. Or it's, like, not a big deal. You know, I didn't hand the concealer to the person at the right time, you know, or I didn't get the foam on the nipple the right way, you know. but, yeah, that's where – and I try to I'm pretty good at it now. But, I mean, you know, I'm 36 years old. There's been a lot of time since I started and where I am now. But but I will tell you, back to your question about, like, my favorite jobs, this is one thing that's been a theme in my life, is that, like, you're putting your art on display and you're opening your world up to comments, mm-hmm. right? And so if I put a picture of a celebrity that I did hair and makeup for, and there's one little mistake, you know, how do I stop the panic? Like, oh my God, an eyelash fell out, you know, and it's on her cheek. And right. Everyone can see it. It's in Us Weekly. Like, what's the conversation I'm having with myself? Because I'm an artist, but I'm human, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe I didn't have anything to do with that. Maybe she cried and, like, it fell off. Like, yeah. Thank God it fell off, because if it was stuck for good, that'd be even worse of a problem.
Right.
But I've had that moment many times. So I took this continuing education class with this really great makeup artist. And he was talking about how he really has this way of sort of visualizing how the day is going to go. And I started doing that. I said, okay, before I go on this job, even though I'm scared, it's the first time I've ever worked with this producer, or I'm working with a famous person, or I'm working with whatever, how do I keep my, you know, calm? And so I do this thing now, and I really took it directly from his advice, which was, I sort of picture what the day is going to be like, and I say, like, this is my day to, you know, really be great at what I do, and try my hardest. That's the most important thing. And if it's okay if they don't like it, it's just art. Thank God it just washes off. Mm-hmm. And so it's worked. And the first time I tried this method, I was doing hair and makeup for Natalie Morales, who's on the Today Show, and she's one of the most beautiful women. I mean, I've always thought she was so beautiful. And the visualization I said to myself was, I really hope that she says, like, this is one of my favorite hair and makeup jobs ever, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it's a positive visual.
Yeah. And at the end of the job, she turned to me and she said, wow, I really think this is my favorite hair from a red carpet event.
Nailed
and it was
it.
Such a compliment. And it was the power of, like, for me, like, words are important. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. Because just as much as you can make great things happen, you know, you focus on the negative. You're just swirling in that emotional black hole.
All this this that you're talking about, I know you don't like doing weddings, but this right here is probably why people like having you do their wedding hair and makeup, because you bring a positive vibe. But tell me, I know it's not the focus of your career right now. You do a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, it must be crazy being behind the scenes at, like, a wedding, right?
Yes, it always depends. Like, I'm actually coming off – two of my dearest friends just got married within 3 days of each other.
And you did their hair and makeup?
And it was the best jobs – this is the best wedding. I always say to myself after those, like, if every wedding was like this, I would be happy to do a million weddings. They know me. They love me. They trust me. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even do a trial.
Right.
I just showed up. But that's a lot of trust, right? Because you're concerned. And honestly, it was some of the most beautiful work I think I've ever done. Like,
because you had that freedom to do it.
Well, I also did my exercise. I was like, listen, I love you, and you don't have to like what I did. Just tell me.
And
if
we'll
you don't like it, we will fix it. Like, no big deal.
But that's all so nice. But so you must have had some
brides. Oh, yeah.
So what are some of the products, though, that you're into these days?
Okay. Well, Jess has been asking me about my Maybelline
lip
color. And it's, I hope they still make it, but it's from their matte lipstick collection. And it's called Electric Pink. I love it because it's like neon
that's
sidewalk
their new
chalk.
Bold collection. Yeah, I think this in CVS the other day.
Well,
I was looking at the wall.
The event that I was working at did not have this color in the line. But the thing I was going to tell you about, I told you about this was my fave because Jess asked about it. But my favorite new Maybelline thing.
Oh, here comes the bag.
Is this Color Jolt. Have you guys used this?
Color Jolt.
No, but that's
a good
name.
It's amazing. If you have not seen it, it's
raise a wand.
Raise a wand. Look, it's got a little doe foot.
Ooh,
a doe foot
like
applicator
foot.
Is like a little fuzzy tip
tangled
that hugs your
curves.
Lips just right. But the colors are really intense, and I've been touring with this musician, and I brought them on tour so we could use them because they stay. They're really bright. And they don't feel like chalky, but they can dry down to matte, or you can wear them like a little bit of a sheen.
Mm. Yeah.
So I love that. And then I love this thing. Like, I'm diehard fan since I did the product launch for this particular product probably like seven years ago. It's Dermalogica Skin Perfect Skin Primer. Like,
oh, you love that
I
stuff.
Love it. Well, it's the damn truth. Like, I use it on my face. Every day, it's SPF 30. It's a little bit of sheen. It's super, like, it sort of blurs the lines if you have any redness. And it's a really great, you know, sort of refreshes your canvas, mm-hmm. you know. I use it continuously.
What about like a good mascara? I need a new mascara.
It's Old Faithful. I love Voluminous, L'Oreal Voluminous.
It is really good.
We go through so much mascara, obviously, that I need something that's affordable that actually works. So like their Hydrafuge waterproof works, and just the plain one works.
The L'Oreal Voluminous.
Yeah, I love
comes
that
up a lot.
I know it is really good.
NARS matte. What is it? NARS Velvet Matte Lip Pencil.
Oh,
I love matte.
Oh, the chubby one.
Yes,
that those are a staple.
If I forget those,
dry my lips out.
I love them. I like them in 10 colors.
Don't dry my lips out.
It's like
much.
A stain almost. It doesn't. I don't know how to describe it. It makes your color just change, but the texture of your lips.
Well, I love
change.
The colors and I love the finish. So like. Especially for shoots or red carpet stuff, I always throw them in the bag. And I like Damned, which is like a berry color. Dragon Girl, which is like a really beautiful true red.
Gwen Stefani wears that one.
Oh, Dragon Girl? Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
I interviewed her once. Yeah. I remember like she said she wears that
totally
one all the time.
I could totally see that. Yep. And then I love Red Square, which is like a real orangey red.
Mm. What else is in your little bag here?
Oh,
it's tampons. Time to do the spill. You listen to Fat Mascara.
Oh, I love – oh, I this one too.
Oops. I feel a
Tarte lip surgeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a big lip person?
I love it. I am actually. Wait, that's the only thing that's in here. That's so funny. All right. Well.
Like, oh my God.
Wait, it's all.
Oh, that's hand sanitizer.
Okay. That's a key one.
And also some tampons.
What hand sanitizer do you use? I feel like that's an important product for
Malabar. Yeah. These are awesome, Dermalogica.
What is that from Dermalogica?
Yeah, these are the Daily Resurfacer. They're expensive, but the thing is, they're awesome. It's a little like finger pad with a little acid on it. So like when you have scratchy foreheads that you need to like
buff away,
make it soft before you put foundation on, I like those. But this brand Dose of Color is so awesome. Have you guys used this?
Uh-huh. I haven't used it.
Gorgeous.
They got big on Instagram, but they do like their liquid lip like stays. Yeah.
It's so lovely. This one's Tarte.
Really quickly before you go, I want you to tell us about Boxcar Muse. What is that?
Okay. And very much in line with what we were saying earlier about sort of looking for self-fulfillment. And I sort of have become obsessed with this idea of this long stretch of 40 years between whenever you finish whatever school you finish, however, whatever level that is, to retirement. We get washed up in the system where, you know, okay, now I go to work and then I work towards retirement and I'm saving for this thing that's coming, you know, 40 years from now, but I'm not sure. My goal is to make women specifically feel that their time in the in-between is purposeful, exciting, joyful, you know, self-compassionate. And so we...
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, They have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We are right now, we're just in LA, but we're expanding.
And what are you? What is Boxcar?
We are a women's Boxcar Muse. Boxcar like a train, Muse, M-U-S-E. Something to ponder over, is a women's community where we bring women together from, you know, all diverse groups everywhere. Right now, as I said, we're just locally in LA, but we're expanding to be together, support each other, because we believe that if we foster these needs of self-fulfillment and taking care of yourself first, then the ripple effects carry on throughout the world. And the mess that we're in right now, that we're hearing this, you know, this particular sort of lightning rod election time, is more proof than ever that this idea's time has come. So we're basically just saying, like, hey, women, enjoy your life. Don't feel guilty about doing something nice for yourself.
And you're a physical space right now, pop up, I know. But wow. Women can come to take classes, to be together, to find support that you might not get at the workspace or from, like, husbands, maybe you don't even have your single mom. You need other women to rely on.
And we're not cost prohibitive, so we offer sponsorships to people that can't afford to be part of the community, because otherwise it's a membership-based thing. But we offer, at a very affordable cost, a set of, right now, 4 different workshops that go into one, like, creative journey. So right now we did a discussion with sexual abuse and assault survivor activists, and a Krav Maga session. That was 2 weeks ago. Yesterday we did an interior design workshop with mood boards and, you know, just active meditation stuff.
All these things that women need to make their
lives better.
Yeah,
we're doing a relationships workshop next weekend. Weekend we're doing.
Where is the space?
The space is in Highland Park, which is on the east side of L.A.,
And what's your website?
It's Boxcar Muse, BoxcarMuse.com.
Thanks.
Awesome.
I'm going to check that out. Yes. Then we'll go take some.
Wish I lived in Highland
Park.
Well, we're going to expand to New York at some point.
Woohoo!
So,
awesome.
All right. When that happens,
we'll
come back and tell us.
I love
more.
You guys. I'm so proud of you. This is so innovative and exciting. Thank you. I can just tell that you're really enjoying your time doing this. I hear it in your voices. I listen all the time.
We are.
I'm so glad Emily came. She flew all the way from LA to see us.
Just to see us.
Just to see us. No, she was doing other stuff. That was a great interview. You guys didn't hear this, but we also had her give us a beauty quiz. So she asked us about all the beauty other things we should know to see if we know them.
It's rough at times.
Yeah. I think we're going to run that in another episode, and you'll get to hear all about it. Okay, it's time to raise a wand, everyone.
Yeah, we're in a time crunch.
Okay, so I'm raising a wand to tinkle, tinkle.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's the Tinkle Eyebrow Razor. These things are genius. I don't even know who the parent company is. I often get them in the little pastel color pack, like pink, yellow, green. So an eyebrow razor, it's basically like a single blade razor on a stick. And you're probably like, why do I need that? I pluck my eyebrows. They're great on brows, but I'm not raising a wand to it for brow usage.
What are you doing with it?
I do my mustache with it.
You don't have a mustache.
Because I use Tinkle.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. I get this question all the time from people, and they're like, oh, I'll bleach it. And you know that girl that uses Jolene bleach on her mustache, and now she has a blonde mustache instead of a, like, I don't.
Oh, think, when the sun hits
I it. I do not like the bleaching of the mustache. You need to get rid of the hair. If you're not going to get it lasered or regularly waxed, and who wants to do
Can
that?
Can you nair it?
Like, you could nair it, but then you get like red irritation. I've tried it all because I have a full-on like full mustache, like even fuller than my brows, I think. Anyway, I can't keep up with it. I've gotten it lasered, but there's still hairs that come through. The only thing I realize that works is the razor for 2 reasons. One, you can do it quickly in 2 seconds, like every other day if you need to, like me, because it grows that quickly. And 2, it's like cheap and you can't really mess it up and you won't have irritation. I also feel like it exfoliates a little bit. So I use my Tinkle eyebrow razor on my mustache. Why are you looking at me like that?
Do you do it like, after you brush your teeth? Like, are you looking in the mirror together?
No, I wash my face and I sit down to look and do my makeup.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, but the funniest thing is for like the first, I want to say like 5 years we lived together, I would always wait till like he was nowhere around to do it.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't see that I was like basically shaving my mustache.
So he knows about the Tinkle.
Well, now he knows because like, you know, eyelash curler, Tinkle eyebrow razor.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Don't make fun.
No, I'm just laughing because it's a funny image of the two of you.
With my boyfriend behind me like, yeah. Oh, you missed a spot, honey.
Yeah. And yours is like the little pink tinkle. Okay. Anyway.
What are you raising the wand to?
It's not a product. It's like a movement. It's an icon.
Tell me.
So this week I went to go see the documentary on Oasis. It was so freaking amazing. I literally had chills. To any other Oasis fans out there, shout out.
Are you raising wand to Oasis, the 90s band?
I'm like, they're legends. They're not just a 90s band. They are a band.
This is...
All right, so let me get to the point. Oh. My point is their haircuts.
Oh, it is a beauty thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Liam Gallagher, I mean, both Liam and Noel had amazing haircuts. Like, can we just... I know this is a visual thing.
Describe it like, to me. I'm picturing like a bowl cut.
Like a little bit of, I mean, they went through many different iterations, but like a bowl cut, a little bit of a bang, a little bit of a shag, a little bit of like a FU with a haircut. And we're not seeing haircuts like this anymore.
That looks like Meg Ryan's hair in the 90s.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh. A heavy shag.
Okay. Yeah, it was like the hipster cut of the 90s.
A little bit of a bowl, but a little bit of a little tassel to it.
Okay, so you're
and
raising,
a heavy brow.
And you're raising
but that he was born with that.
You're raising a wand to that on a man, on a woman, or just in general?
Just in general. It's a mood that we need to bring back.
Okay, raise a wand.
Raise a wand.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.